everybody. Hello from Tulikarka at around 4,250 meters above sea level. My goodness, what a day we have had. It was a huge day for us. We gained approximately 1,200 meters, and we went back to the tea house we saw yesterday, and then up to get to a pass called the Zer Og, and then we had to go down a little bit, and then up to get to the Zatra La, which is 4,580 meters. La is a Tibetan word that means pass. And at all the La's today, we saw prayer flags. And some of you may know that another name for prayer flags is wind horse. Passes are windy places, and prayer flags do their best in windy places. So we saw lots of wind horses in the La's. So the theme for today was up and away. And my goodness, aren't we all a little bit tired? We were on the trail between 8 and 9 hours, and we all now feel it. We're waiting for our supper. We had a wonderful noodle soup greeting us when we first arrived. And wanted to say a happy belated birthday to Alex and happy birthday to Nolan. Wanted to let Patricia Edwards know that her text came through. Thank you very much. And I had some questions about zoos. And so how much can a zoo carry? It's almost like how much wood can a woodchuck chuck? So a zoo can probably carry something like 80 kgs. They're quite strong. They'll often take duffel bags on their sides or stoves or fuel. What do they smell like? They kind of smell like a hairy cow. So not necessarily that good, and they leave their little droppings all over the trail, so you have to step carefully. Can you ride them? Not really. They don't really like to be ridden, just like cows don't like to be ridden. Yaks don't much like to be ridden either. And have we seen any other animals? Not so much yet. We did see the Nepali national bird, whose name escapes me at the moment. Maybe one of you can tell me. But we saw one of it. We also saw some snow partridges. And we've seen a few other raptors and a few other birds. It's wonderful when we come to elevations where we hear the birds sing. So I will close for today. Big day, huge day, good to be over the pass. Tomorrow we'll head mostly downhill and get down to some thicker air, and that will be great. Everyone is feeling pretty tired now. Some folks are definitely feeling the altitude. I know I've got a little bit of headache at the moment from the big day, but I'll keep breathing, keep drinking, keep eating, and hopefully tomorrow will be another amazing day here in Nepal. Thanks and take care.